American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs and the streets and the back.
All right, we're back. Hour two. John in Pensacola, if you would speed it up a little.
I will. The point is, there's this black cap and other black uniforms. I mean, I know that only generals are supposed to be able to deviate from the standard uniform attire, you know. I found that strange. But I also see, you know, like they told the custom people along the border out and have them going around now in these swamp boats and everything with weapons, you know. All sorts of absurdity down there. It's just a ton of federal, like, you know, arms down there. And I got to thank you for having Alan Stang. He's really out in the front on a lot of things.
Yeah, he is. Okay, thanks, John. I appreciate it. I've got Leslie online from Austin. Leslie, you called into KVU TV in Austin, Texas.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah. I was listening to what you were saying, and I had heard Alex a little bit on my lunch hour talking about this, and so anyway, I called KVU to see if they had any information on it, if they were putting anything on the news and everything, and I got the news desk, and he said that, yes, that they were aware that there were Mexican troops, that, you know, and he said they were going to Louisiana to deliver kitchen supplies. And I said, yes, but are they armed? And he said, well, yes, they are. That's in case, you know, that's because they're going into a hostile zone or a hostile area. And, you know, I told him, I said, well, you know, this bothers me that there are armed troops on U.S. soil. And he said, well, we're fixing to go to the 5 o'clock news, and I've got to get off.
Yeah.
But, so, you know, for people out there who don't believe that this is happening, it is. And, you know, turn on your news station. The only thing is they're not incensed that there are, you know, foreign troops on our soil.
Oh, they just think it's dandy. I mean, yeah. How does KVU feel about 30 million illegals, felons running around this country? We don't have the exact breakdown, but we know a lot of these people are drug runners, thieves, murderers, you name it. They're out in California right now setting up nice little street gangs. I mean, these guys are criminals right from the jump. And one of the reasons you don't allow foreign troops, especially armed, into your country, because the citizenry may be harmed.
Right.
May be harmed. Now,
and it bothers me that we have to jump through hoops to get arms, but yet they're letting people come across the borders. And if we were to walk into Mexico with arms, that'd be it. We'd be rotting in a jail somewhere.
Well, and yeah. This is blowing me away. I am sitting here, and this is slowly starting to sink into me. We've got 30 million illegals in this country taking skilled labor jobs away from the American people. What jobs are left? We've deindustrialized. We've shipped everything offshore. We're in massive debt. We're under literally a siege in this country. And our governor down here decides it's a good idea if we allow armed Mexicans. Now, I'm sure he's thinking, oh, this is a good public relations move, because he got his little tail feather singed off of swapping spit here so much with Vicente Fox.
Right.
We know what the agenda is. We know CAFTA just passed. We know free trade of America is right on the heels of this. We have seen the NAFTA corridors being built all over this place. It ends up, one of the corridors ends up in I think it's near Huron, Port Huron, Michigan, on Route 69. So they've got their entire infrastructure. I'll tell you what. Leslie, either we're going to say enough is enough, or we're going to have to give them some examples. And I'll tell you what. God help any one of these Mexican troops that fires on any American citizen and kills them. I'll tell you what. It's on then.
It will be on.
Yeah. Okay, Leslie, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye.
According to a listener, the governor's office is insisting that they are unarmed. Okay, I'll shoot one and bring you the body with the arms on it. Okay, we'll be back.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
So the news media is reporting that we do have armed troops here in Texas. Governor Perry's office is saying that's not true. John? What do we have to do? Take him a corpse?
Well, if you take him to court.
No, I said corpse.
I'll take him to corpse. Yeah. Well, that would definitely prove one way or the other whether he had one on him. I mean, look at this. I mean, if these guys are authorized to carry, that means they're authorized to use.
That's right.
And the issue is who is their commander? If they're here, who do they take orders from? Are they still under orders from the Mexican government? Are they under orders from FEMA? Not that there's much difference between the two. It's a bizarre concept that if that is true, that they are allowed to carry because they're going into a dangerous area. I mean, what? Does that mean all American truckers that go in there with food and water that they should openly carry M16s or the Red Cross should go in, you know, carrying weapons because it's a dangerous area?
Well,
I mean, those
are
bizarre reasons, if those are actual reasons being given.
And John, what's even more bizarre when you really think about it, here in this country, we're precluded now from even taking pictures of any federal buildings because we might be part of an al-Qaeda group that's going to blow up federal buildings or some such nonsense. No, I don't want to blow up any federal building because you know what? It belongs to us. And I'm not into damaging property. But if you think about this, we're precluded from carrying different types of weapons, different places in this country for the protection of ourselves. But yet we can allow foreign troops into this country armed. And as you pointed out, rightly pointed out, the force continuum, that's right. Ask any police officer about that. Ask him if he's authorized to kill. Hey, he's not carrying that gun just for show, not for public intimidation. He's carrying that weapon because he's been authorized to use lethal force if necessary. And you're right. The same thing goes with these soldiers. Now, I, for the life of me, can't see why Perry's office is lying about this.
I mean, there's huge jurisdictional issues when you start getting involved in this. I mean, like, if these guys do something, what court do you go to? Do they have sovereign immunity if they do something to where they can just go back and be a Mexican citizen and get right across the border real quick? I mean, this thing is fraught with disaster.
By the way, I've got a listener here. Are they online or did they just report in? Evidently, they called Ron Paul's office, and here is what they've said to me. A listener reports that Ron Paul's office is having the attitude that they're just monitoring the situation, but whatever Bush wants, Bush gets. No.
So it's coming from Bush.
Well, apparently. Now, the...
I mean, not that Bush has been paying a whole lot of attention to the Texas-Mexican border. I mean, just allowing anything to come over, but now it's armed troops.
Well, no, I mean, and look, in Bush's mind, Mexico is the United States, and vice versa. You know, that's what his whole free trade area of the Americas is about, because we're dissolving borders, we're dissolving all of this, and we're going to allow people from Canada to South America to travel freely. I mean, come on, folks. I mean, this...
I can't even travel freely.
No, you can't. Can
I've got to have licenses and registrations and who knows what all to get on an airplane or get on a train or a bus.
Say the wrong word in the wrong place and you've got feds up one side of you and down the other. The Supreme Court ruled that, oh, yeah, we can have traffic checkpoints for whatever reason they so desire, that we can be stopped in our own country. I mean, all the... John... This is almost overwhelming to me to think of this in the proper terms that we're discussing right now. Forget all the spin meistering going on. Forget all the transient reasons, the emergency reasons that they may be giving for this. It's an absolute no-no.
Well, obviously, they're not teaching civics and sovereignty in public schools anymore.
Well, no, I mean...
I mean, because people don't have a clue. I mean, like, for this to make sense to people... Think of what they have to have been told before. They don't look at America as a sovereign nation.
Well, I'm calling for the removal of Rick Perry immediately. This man is dangerous. He obviously does not know the limitations of his job scope, and he needs to be out of office. We'll give him 24 hours. This man has to go. Allowing foreign troops to be quartered in this country, armed. We have not seen the likes of this. Since 1776. Remember, we had these little British redcoat guys running around here. Well, they had the attitude, you know what, we don't like this. These guys have got to go, and if we've got to force them out of here at the point of a gun, so be it. Hence, this nation was born. What do we have now? A mundialization process of America going on. We've got cities that have been taken over by the Fed. John, here's another interesting twist. This whole New Orleans area was mundialized or taken over by the Fed and under Fed control 2.5 years ago. Other cities around this country, the same way. We are talking about federal government going in and taking over whole districts, whole areas of sovereign states. And again, what was some of the reasoning they used? Oh, that's right. We had police corruption. This is a deal that they gave us for Detroit, L.A., oh, well, the feds, the FBI, just had to come in because there was all this corruption going on. Well, who's more corrupt? The people that are at location that are doing corrupt things or the Federal Bureau of Investigation that we already know is corrupt beyond belief? And half of that, no, I won't even say half. I'd say 99% of the stuff, we don't even know how many illegal things they've done. But they're being ceded power, granted authority. And again... John, how can you grant authority to somebody that you have no authority to grant anything to?
Well, that's what this nation's founded on now, is there is, again, the Constitution, we've talked about it all the time. The Constitution, supreme law of the land, can't be violated. Well, it's violated every day. And so we've just grown accustomed that there is no real authority other than the individuals that are in power. Your governor of Texas, or you know, Governor Perry, or George Bush. If they're in power, in the mind of everyone, then they have authority to do whatever they want. And that's just a gross misunderstanding of what the law is. And these people are not authorized to allow troops to come in. These people don't have the authority to do this. This is a usurpation of, I mean, when this guy was put in as governor of Texas, he was put in to see that all lawful laws are faithfully executed, not to create new laws, not to create new policy, not to turn his back on illegal immigrants. And we see that you know, these guys have just overtly and blatantly turned their back on the true law, and they're just implementing their own personal will. Well, what do you call that when people are put into power and they disregard the law and they implement their own personal will?
Anarchist?
Well, I call them a dictator.
Well, that too.
They dictate their feelings and what they feel needs to be done. The law means nothing. And this is in America where, here, what do we got? This coming Sunday is going to be September 11th. So I'm sure we're going to have the flag being just, you know, waved across and talk about all the heroes and how great America is and how we're being attacked because of how great we are and the freedom we have.
And the mind-numbing brainwashing out of our controlled Council on Foreign Relations controlled media is going to drone on ad nauseum.
And it will, and we're going to, not we, but we, the general we, the American people, are just going to eat it up, and we're going to poke our chest out with pride, and we're going to say that, isn't it great living in the freest place in the world? And only, I mean, we're living a delusion. It's a delusion that we're free and that we have these governments and governors and leaders that actually obey the law and respect the law. They have no respect for the law. They have no respect for the office they're holding, because they're not there to uphold the office. They're up there. They're there to uphold their network and their agenda, regardless of the law. We've got a problem. It's a huge problem. And until the American people will wake up, and I guess this goes back to Charles at the opening of the show, is when are the people going to do something about it? It's so frustrating to watch this stuff just go on and on.
Look, they're being lied to. We got information today from Tex Mars. This Supreme Court nominee, John Roberts. Tex Mars has strong information that's pointing to this guy to be nothing but a flaming homosexual, that he's got a marriage of convenience to give him a proper cover. But I even see people like the American Free Press with the headline saying real conservatives support new Supreme Court nominee. He is literally, and I'm not joking about this, he is literally the globalist pick to put on the Supreme Court. Everybody's saying, well, this is the conservative's conservative. You know, he has history of judicial restraint. Where is the restraint, John Ainsworth, when we had a government that was flipped in 1867 through the Reconstruction that totally put the Constitution and all of the several states' constitution, basically it had a funeral service for them on that day back in 1867?
Absolutely.
So here we are, years after the fact. So how is the Supreme Court, that are made up of men and one woman, how are these people vaunted? I mean, do they have a direct channel to God and God's programming these people? Where is the difference between right and wrong? What a constitution is, what a republic is, what is the restraint on the federal government? Where are the lines being drawn? There aren't. And they're getting ready to throw a flaming fag in there and pronounce this guy as being conservative. I've had it. We'll take the break. The Kid, John, Vicky, Rita, all you guys, hang on. We'll get to your calls right after this break. Folks, are you starting to sizzle? I am. We'll be right back.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials, with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Listen to what Cocoon GH has done for another satisfied user.
I've been meaning to let you good people know about my fantastic results after using the Cocoon GH for only a few weeks. Before I started using GH, I had severe pain in my right shoulder, to the point of not being able to take off my shirt. But within the first few days of using GH, I realized the pain was dramatically reduced. I could not believe it. I thought I was bluffing myself. Within another week, I had full use of my shoulder. The pain was nearly all gone. Also, my graying hair is about 75% less now, to my surprise. I have a lot better energy now. I feel like I can do a lot more. I have more will to go on and make life wonderful in my golden years. I started a physical fitness program because I feel so good. I have get up and go like when I was younger. I am really thankful for this product and will continue using it from now on.
Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a 1-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
By the way, KVU UE Television down here in Austin, Texas, their news desk was informed of what I said on the air, and they were just basically told that gave my name, where I was from, Republic Broadcasting Network, and he said the owner, if he sees one of these Mexican troops armed on our streets, he's going to shoot him where he stands. So the news media have been alerted about this. I'll probably have the Fed up one side and down the other this evening. But you know what, folks? You know, that's the price of freedom sometimes. It's not always comfortable. I'm not going to sit around and take endless reams of video of something that's going on in this country and pay lip service under the guise that I want to just inform everybody else. It is sometimes there are times that you just have to say, you know what? Enough is enough. I don't know of one person, you know. Well, let me just go to the phones. I don't want to ramble on here. The Minnesota, you're on the line next. Hello.
And how you doing, Nick? John and John, I guess.
Yes.
All I can say, John, is I'll stand with you. Them bastards need to be shot.
Well, you know, I'm of two minds here, and I got to watch what I say here because I don't want to be thought of being maybe an Al-Qaeda supporter here in the United States. But
well,
I'll tell you what, who needs to be tarred and feathered here are maybe not necessarily these troops, but they do present a danger being in this country armed. That is for sure, with an express danger of unarmed citizenry. Now, the person that needs tarred and feathered and thrown out of office within 24 hours is this clown we have as governor down here.
Well, the clown that we have in the White House, right along with him.
Well, I think, you know, there's this strange liaison. Perry's been politically careful about his ties to Washington and George Bush. He's playing this very carefully. It's like he's a standalone entity. But these two are like two peas in a pod. They're thick as thieves. You know, the whole deal about CAFTA, free trade area of Americas, I mean, this is going to be rolling right up through Texas here.
Right on. Well, it's coming all the way to Minnesota, my friend.
Yes, it is.
And I'll tell you what, I'll stand with you, John, if it comes to that, because there's no way. I mean, we've got a bunch of lawless critters in the White House, in every governor's office, in every state legislature, and every legislature in the United States. I mean, I've got a local one that I've known since I was a kid. A brain-dead SOB. He's a veterinarian, and he's a brain-dead SOB. He's a farmer, and he wants to control our water, etc. Excuse me?
Yeah.
I've been in this battle for over 20 years, going on 25, in fact. And, you know, I'm damn sick of it.
Well, and here's my question to people. We know what's going on. We know the globalist plan. We know the globalist plan for turning in every country on the face of the planet to be basically set up as a dictatorship, or I'm sorry, a democracy. We have watched this country be popped inside out. We have watched every illegal, unconstitutional act take place in front of our very eyes. And now I'm going to be looking at soldiers, and I don't give a hoot and a holler what reason they're in this country, running around our streets armed. You know what? It's time to throw down the gauntlet.
It's time to stand.
Yes, sir, it is.
You know, you either stand or you fall, you know. We either stand together or we hang together.
Anything else?
No, I think that's it, Tom. God bless you.
Thank you.
Keep up the good work. If they come to get you, I'll find out. I'll come and rescue you.
Well,
I'll bring my gang.
I'll tell you what, there's not going to be a whole lot of conversations. Somebody comes from this kid, there's not going to be a whole lot of conversations. There's not going to be any emergency phone calls being made. Because whatever happens to me, I am not going to spread this to somebody else or somebody trying to come to my defense. I will handle my own affairs. I just hope to God whoever
I know that, John. All I'm saying is they got bigger trouble if they take you out. And guys like you, they got a hell of a lot more trouble than what they think they've got.
Well, and
I'll guarantee that.
Well, I'm still waiting for the sleeping giant to awaken. And
yeah, me too. I've been waiting for over 20 years.
And evidently, as in the case in World War II, the sleeping giant didn't wake up until the giant damn near kicked the victim's head off.
Yeah, well, he pretty much did kick the victim's head off, and then, thank God that there was other countries that came and actually... Germany should have won the war, I'm sorry.
Well, and
it's just like the damn South should have won the war, I'm sorry.
Well, and you know, it's all fine and dandy talking about World War II. We team up with Uncle Joe Stalin, communist extraordinaire, killed 50 million of his own people.
Exactly.
But yet we went after Adolf Hitler that killed 13 million. And what we should have done after we used the Russians to defeat the Nazis, what we should have done is turned right around and kicked the Russians' ass from here to Bangy, Maine, and we would have not have dealt with communism, Russia, or then following communist China. Communism would have not taken root on this planet.
That's true. And the whole crazy thing about this is we wouldn't have had to help. I mean, if we wouldn't have helped Russia, they would have got their ass kicked. The Germans would have done it.
That's right. Hitler only made one mistake.
We were definitely on the wrong side of that war, John.
Well, I'll tell you what. He made a serious mistake. He opened up two fronts, one against England, which he could have left alone for a while.
Yeah.
He opened up a front against Russia, and you're exactly right. If the United States would not have come into that war, Russia would have been bye-byes.
Well, so would have England, and they've controlled this country since day one.
Funny how that happens.
Yeah, funny how that happens, John. God bless, buddy.
Thank you.
You guys have a great one.
All right.
And thank you.
Appreciate it very much. John, Vicky, and Rita, hang on. We'll get to your calls. We'll have to take this short break here. And to our affiliates out there, we're blowing off the last break. So if you got any commercials, run your best ones. We'll be right back.
You're listening listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
You know, I'm wondering, under what provision of the Patriot Act could I be sent to jail for the rest of my life for possibly inciting violence against? Oh, wait a minute. The government? Oh, it wouldn't be our government. It's a foreign government. And or its forces. Oh, man. Let's go back to the phones. My guest today, John Ainsworth from North Carolina. John in Michigan. Hello, John.
I'm John. John, I'd just like to share a story with you. One of my clients up here in northern Michigan has a brother who retired from the UN. He's American, and he's a specialist in logistics. And he was called in for when the Iraqi war broke out, when the Afghanistan war broke out, for the tsunami. He was called in out of retirement, and he's just been called out of retirement and sent to Washington, D.C. to head up logistics for the U.N. You know, regarding this the disaster we have going on right now. So this could be a U.N. Program here that we're looking at.
It and very well could be, but they're not going to declare it. I mean, and we've got Kofi Annan's U.N. that this guy you know, the oil for food program that he sat by and watched being raped of millions and millions of dollars, but he's been let off the hook. Don't worry. The UN is only your friend. I'm going to tell you something, John. You know, Henry Kissinger at Avion, France, several years ago, And this was actually taken down by foreign reporters that were there. He made the statement that, blue helmets on street corners here in American cities, that the American people will one day, for either promulgated or real emergency, that we're going to see people will be welcoming and be glad we have UN troops on our streets.
I heard that, and I think if these soldiers are armed, they're special ops too. They're not going to be the slackers in their military. We also have Canadian custom border agents down. I heard too down in Louisiana, so they're coming from both borders. It's not just the one. So this is definitely something that's been thought out way ahead of time, and it's not. Not going to go away that easy. I know that.
Now, imagine this scenario. Now, let's just ratchet this thing up a few steps. Imagine that we go into a recession that leads to a depression. What we saw down and happening in New Orleans, Louisiana, is happening in the crowded cities across this country. And then we see these UN troops for peacekeeping purposes only. I mean, come on. I mean, they're just here to keep the peace.
Well, we don't have enough soldiers here to handle it.
Well, that is also been very carefully planned out. You know, it's no accident. We have our troops spread to what, 83 different countries around the planet?
And then half of them, most of them are coming back very sick too.
Yes, they are. Thanks, John. I appreciate your call.
God bless you.
All righty. Vicki in Idaho. Hello, Vicki.
I just wanted to tell people if they want to find out what this is about. These troops are part of the Joint Forces Command. And basically...
Joint Force Command with whom?
It's the global military. It's your worst nightmare. It's high treason. They have divided up the world into different command structures, and they just barely stood up Northern Command, which is on U.S. soil. But they've integrated foreign troops into these joint forces. But you can do a search on military transformation, unified command, those searches will get you plenty on this. But I'd like to also remind people that in June, the Navy sunk the USS America. You are aware of that, right?
They sunk the what?
The USS America. It was an aircraft carrier. And not a very old one, too, I might add.
When did this take place?
It was in June. I have it on my website, the picture of it, because it was... I mean, how much more clear can it get?
Well, wait a minute. I'm not clear about the sinking of an aircraft carrier that happened in June. What's your website?
www.channelingreality.com.
Okay.
And if you click on the rose.
The what?
The rose.
Okay.
Oh, whoops. I'm sorry. Not the rose. Down at the bottom, the World Trade Center.
Click on the World Trade Center?
Yeah.
No, okay, give me some more information about a U.S. aircraft carrier was sunk in June by whom and where?
It sunk by the USS Navy. It was they announced they were going to do it on March 3rd, 2005.
Well, and what was the name of the ship?
The USS America.
Huh. And it wasn't that old?
No, I mean, there's a picture of it. I have a picture of it. Okay, if you're on my website and you clicked on the World Trade Center...
Okay, I'm not going to be doing this on the air, but okay, just put out the information
about it. And then click on double entendres.
Okay.
Because these psychopaths that are doing this, they do these laugh-in-your-face kinds of things. And the sinking of the USS America is one of those things.
All right. Thank you, Vicki.
As was September 11th, by the way.
Thank you, Vicki. I appreciate your call. John,
okay.
We're sliding into the regionalization process. You want to talk about transferring power and authority. that is going on in a massive scale. John, do you remember 10 years ago when we were talking about the New World Order? We were decried by every media outlet. I don't care if it's electronic, print media, newspapers, whatever the case may be. Oh, these people are just anti-government. They're disenfranchised people. They're just upset. They're
conspiracy theorists.
They're conspiracy theorists. We were using the same terminologies and the same verbiage that the elitists were using describing their grand plan. And we were saying, they were telling us that we were out to lunch, that we didn't really understand, and we're reactionaries, and we're just over the top. And as you said, conspiracy theorist. This is not a theory, ladies and gentlemen. This is a working model in place right now. This is the globalization process we're seeing right now. And for all that you hear that George Bush wants to do his own kind of empire thing, forget it. This lackey is in the back pocket of the globalists. Like, I don't know what. Make no mistake about this. This is just a spin to try to take the heat off of him. I mean, John, I wished I could push the eject button here.
It's not going to get any better.
It's not going to get any better.
And the American people have got to wake up. I mean, it's just, what do we do, you know? Again, My firm belief is we have to understand what the rules are. And to understand what the rules are, you've got to, you know, go back to what is law. But then they throw in the variable of, well, we don't care about the law. So you're kind of stuck in the circle.
Well, and let me play devil's advocate here for a minute. Okay, I got a grand plan to infuse the United States into a global governance scheme. Can I honestly and forthrightly tell that to the American people for whatever vestiges? See, they haven't rooted out all the knowledge still stuck in our little brains here. But they weren't even honest enough to say, well, look, there's a globalization process taking place. No, it just isn't about business. It's about government. It's about the way we're going to redo government to fall in line with world courts and the whole nine yards. These people are cowards. They think it's such a grand plan. The people that are buying into the garbage surrounding this, oh, well, we're just doing this for business reasons, or we're just doing it for that reason. They don't know what they're involved in. They don't know the process. And you know, I'm very shortly here going to stop forgiving ignorance of the fact. Just as we're told that ignorance of the law is no excuse, well, I've got the same thing to say to our vaunted leaders here. Is the same thing. If you're not familiar with the Constitution, you're not familiar with our form of government, well, then guess what? You're going to have hell to pay. Because you have been a traitor to the people of America. There's no other way to put this. It is as clear and as black and white as that.
The issue of what separates every country on the planet is what are their laws? I mean, that's the fundamental difference between what's the difference between being an American and a German or, from Great Britain, is what are your laws? And when your laws are put down by the people and then they're totally usurped and ignored, we are a lawless, I guess the term you used earlier was anarchist government. And, you know, we've got this situation going on. We've got to get back not only just having a respect for the law, but knowing what the law is. You know, what are the laws? What's the fundamental laws? And I think one thing that everyone gets carried away with is they get carried away on the surface of what's going on now.
Right.
Like with John Roberts. Okay, what's going on with him?
Yeah.
Well, the issue is, where did this whole thing get flipped over? We've got to go back to the root cause. We've got to learn these issues. And, you know, I can't stress it enough. What I talk about more than anything else is just learning the Reconstruction Acts. And then they're using these terms again, like in Iraq, you know, Reconstruction.
Sure.
We need to reconstruct them. We need to reconstruct down in New Orleans. We need to reconstruct everything. And we don't need to reconstruct anything. You know, if something's been torn up, you just rebuild it back to the way it was, not with a new model, with new supposed safeguards and all this that are for our safety.
But the detractors of this, John, are going to tell you, well, in light of the situation that they help cause and exacerbate in the first place, because, you know, let's use the Hegelian dialectic here, because of these present circumstances, we must then use this formula or we must use this plan of attack, or whatever their verbiage is going to be. No, you're exactly right. My God, when I think, and I've read a lot about the history of this country, I love this country very much. I have a deep love and an abiding respect for it. I don't respect the people that have been on board after that Reconstruction, that have been part of the federal plan, first of all, to take over everything in this country, including the education of your child sitting in a chair someplace in, you know, Cincinnati, Ohio. Who cares where it is? We have federalism in our classrooms now. We have children not being taught about our own history and our own form of government.
And if you don't know where you came from, if you don't know who you were, you can be molded into being whatever someone else wants you to be.
You're going
to
be.
And if you can be molded into being something else other than what you should be, you're not free.
That's
you're
right.
You're a slave. You're absolutely enslaved to what someone else wants you to be.
John, this is a good question for you, and then we'll go back to the calls here. What was the difference between being an American and being under a constitution versus any other form of government on this planet? What was the difference in the role between the federal government and the governed, let's put it?
Well, what we had was what could be termed an arm's length from government. Government wasn't in our backyard. You know, again, when you have a kingdom or you have the Roman empires and or things of this nature, you've got where the government can just decree anything, seize anything, do as they so choose. Well, in this country, we did local government. People got to live the way they wanted to live on a local level, and the further you got away, the less control you had. So when you lived in a township, the county was further away. When you lived in the township, the state even had less control over you. And then the federal government had virtually no control over us. And so we were actually a free people, semi-free. Again, you're never totally free when you're in an organized society. And, of course, as we know, that has been totally flipped over to where the federal government has total control over every aspect of our lives today, yet we continue to call it freedom. And freedom and control are opposed views. The more control someone has and can exercise over you, the less free you
are. Let's define freedom. We're not talking about the freedom to go to the bathroom when you want to or to pick your nose wherever you want to at any given time. That's not the freedom we're talking about. We're talking about individual freedom, sovereignty, immunity from an over-intrusive government, immunity against bad law, immunity against prosecution and getting caught in that web. That's what we're talking about here, folks. Free people. Free people. Not free to pick your nose. Free to do what you want to do, where you want to do it. Say what you want to say as long as it doesn't endanger your fellow countrymen.
Well, as long as it's again, we originally had freedom under God. And so God
now we
was,
ain't got no God no more.
Right. Now we have freedom regardless of God.
In spite of God.
Absolutely. And that is the change that has taken place in this country. We used to have a moral standard, and it was the Bible. And it was, you know, what control could the government have? Well, they were controlled by, you know, the righteousness and justice. The Lord tells us it's an abomination for kings to commit wickedness. Well, that's under God.
Well,
but if you get rid of God,
yeah,
then it's not an abomination for kings to commit wickedness.
Well, absolutely not, because what you've done is removed the standard.
Right.
You know, the politicians, and we're very fond of saying that we have now secular government in this country. They were very proud of the fact saying that we're setting up a new constitution, a new democracy in Iraq, and it's going to be where we're pushing for a secular government. Look, if you can claim to be outside of the purview of God, John Ainsworth, then what are you actually declaring?
You're declaring that you're the highest authority in the universe, that man is, that if we're not going to use God as a standard and God's righteousness and justice as a standard, that we're going to use the righteousness and justice that's best administered by the best humans that we can put into office.
And the secular humanists are godless, so what do we have?
Well, what we would have is the America, as it is today, is the ideal country going in the ideal direction. as long as we accept godlessness, as long as we accept secular government, to where if a secular government is officially godless. And if you're officially godless, you are a rudderless ship on the ocean.
By the way,
you have no direction other than what people can pitch to you and ram down your throat.
By the way, Alex Jones has called into the network, and the word from Ron Paul, and I'm quoting Ron Paul here, he has called the foreign troops' presence here in this country, specifically Texas, criminal. Thank
Good.
You. Thank you. Thank you. Now, can we call a special session here? Can we do an emergency session in Congress to deal with this situation? Because this has the capacity to get out of hand real quick.
And if it's criminal, who committed the crime?
Bingo.
By allowing them in.
And how far is Mr. Paul willing to push this to find the true answers behind this? Because on this program, we have given an accurate blow-by-blow description of how all of this has taken place. My question is this. Has Mr. Paul got the gumption to follow this thing all the way through? You're exactly right, John Ainsworth. Who performed the criminal act? Yeah, by complicity, these Mexican armed foreign troops being in Texas, yeah, they're criminals right now, but who authorized the criminals is more to the point. Rita in Texas. Hello, Rita.
Hi. You know, this is not. I've been listening to you discuss, and I'm thinking you're gonna look real neat, John, in a concentration camp discussing politics.
Well, I'm gonna tell you what, dear. They will never get me in a concentration. They'd have to drag in a corpse because I am going to die a free man.
I'm glad to talk to a fellow American.
Well, there you go.
I believe what's happening is I was shocked. I was shocked. It is on Fox News that the troops are coming in through Laredo, and this is the first time, I think, since 1848, since there's been...
46.
I beg your pardon?
1846.
All right, that's fine. what concerns me is I'm witnessing the implementation of the full brunt of communism here in our country. I'm thoroughly convinced that the Jews are communists. They are the Jews were behind the occupation and the massacres that happened in Russia and Eastern Europe and other countries. The intelligentsia, which would be individuals like yourselves and others that discuss, those are the ones that are definitely going to have to be shot first, like they did in Cambodia and other countries.
You know, after my motorcycle accident, 2 months wasn't enough rest. I need to take a longer rest. So let them shoot me for being a forthright, upstanding for my government, for my rule of law. And it's not my interpretation. They're interpreting it the other way around. If they would do me the favor of putting me out of my misery, thank you very much. But that's not going to happen. I'm being a little
facetious.
This
is not a rule of law. This is the law of force, pure and simple. You know, we have a Second Amendment to the United States Constitution. That amendment is not going to die unless the people let it.
I say it's already dead.
Well, I'm a little bit optimistic. I've been talking, you know, I just kind of talk, because, you know, I'm a woman. But I do hear that out here in the boonies and out here in this part of the country and other parts of the country, there are people who have been preparing for something like this. There has been talk coming off of the major news network that they're going to force the evacuations.
Yeah.
Out of New Orleans. Yeah. Now, I've been watching the New Orleans Police Department. They're not forcing them. The National Guard and the military is not. What better agency to do that than your Mexican troops? No, when they come in with the guns, they come in with the purpose of using them. And as far as I'm concerned, George Bush is a treasonous Benedict Arnold. The head of Homeland Security is a Jew.
Don't insult the Jews. Call them what they are.
Zionists. You may come to those conclusions. I have come through studies that I do not believe I'm in error in using the term the way that I have. I disagree with you as far as...
No, let me tell you something, Rita. The only thing that you do when you use those terms and the way you use them is invite the people that are going to say, oh, you're a Holocaust denier. Oh, you're anti-Semitic. The reason why the ADL has not come after me is because I've made a clear distinction between Judaism, true Jewry, and Zionism. The Zionism is the political arm of this deal. And I'm going to tell you something right now. I don't know if you know this, but I know a lot of Jews, and especially out of New York. I know a lot of these people, the Torah conservative-believing Jews, that aren't here to upset our form of government, influence it, or do anything else. They're quite content to live under the auspices of freedom and liberty in this country, and they've got no desire to change it. So I disagree with you, ma'am.
I'm sure, John, but, you know, Henry Ford wrote a very good dissertation about the Jewish influence in civilization. There have been many religious scholars who have written, so that is where I stand. I stand with regards to history and also with regards to authorities that I believe are credible, and as long as I'm an American, sir, I can respectfully disagree with you. But
no.
The point is, as far as foreign troops that are down there in New Orleans, we had a president called Andrew Jackson that kicked the daggum British down there. That is a very, very important military location for the United States of America. That controls all of the Mississippi.
And that just goes to show you how much the Fed Gov thought about the security of that, because you saw their plans of the aftermath. Rita, I've got to move on.
Thank
you for your call. Chris in Austin, we're running out of time, Chris.
Yeah, okay. I did call the DPS today, and they told me there were some troops in San Antonio that came in, and they're at Kelly Air Force Base, apparently. And she said they were unarmed. And I saw that on Fox TV just now. They said they were unarmed, and they showed a bunch of Mexican dudes marching in uniform. And they may get this, they had a big semi and some other trucks, and they had a big Mexican flag painted on them, green, painted
right.
All green.
Right.
And it looked like those trucks were bought yesterday, man, and painted yesterday. I tell you, they're brand new.
Well, I'll tell you what we need to have. We need to have actual pictures or videotape of the armed troops here. We got to have the proof, because I'll tell you what, I'm gonna press this thing. If Ron Paul in Washington D.C. is calling this an act of criminality, then it falls on the shoulder of Governor Rick Perry,
and that
makes him a traitor.
I called his office too. And, you know, I had to speak with one of his phone operators.
Right.
And, man, I let them know. I said, well, then she said, no, the federal has jurisdiction over the state. I said, no, Governor Perry don't want these people in here. He's letting them in here. And y'all are asking, you know, who's this coming down from? Well, it's definitely a globalist plan. And they're implementing their plan, and that's apparent. And those dikes were probably blown.
Hey, Chris, let me use terminology that Rick Perry will understand.
But he's got voting machines, man. That's why he's so confident.
Hey, Chris.
Yeah?
Let me use terminology that even Rick Perry would understand.
Okay.
The Nuremberg defense is no defense at all. In other words, I was just following orders. He has a specific duty, being the seated governor of Texas right now. If he knows about this, he's been made aware of it. I don't care if President Bush wants to do whatever he wants to do. It's his duty and legal responsibility to stop it.
That's true. But, you know, Perry's buddy-buddy with Bush.
I know that.
They're all on the same page.
All right. Let me take one more call quickly.
Okay,
only got about 30 seconds. Thanks, Chris. Rick and Reno. Hello, Rick.
Hi, Miller. Glad to see you're well again after your motorcycle wreck.
Oh, yeah.
And as regards armed troops in this country, whether they're from Mexico or China or any other damn country, including the French who have been training on our national parks for years, I'm with you. Subversion of the Constitution will not stand. And we should form no foreign troop zones with our sheriffs.
We've got to hold the people that claim that they have the authority, the county sheriffs, the state governor, whatever. We've got to hold them accountable to the law. Period.
I'll do my part, man. I'm counting on you to help us all do our part.
All right, Rick. Thanks, John Ainsworth. Well, we kind of got out of hand today. We'll talk to you soon.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control.
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means...
They still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
RBN Live.